You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We're talking about dance in the studio this morning. It's looking a bit grey and grim out there, and I'm excited to talk about things that we can do inside that's nice and sort of springtime, new seasons, new works, new ideas. And Tempo Dance Festival is returning, Te Rerenga o Tere, and we've got Tempo Senior Creative Producer Carlene Newell de Jesus in the studio. Kia ora, Carlene, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm great, thank you. I've been charged up by some sunshine of dance last night, so it's cutting through the clouds.
That is what we like to hear. Tell us a wee bit about the Tempo Dance Festival. Some listeners will be very familiar with it. It might be news to others, though. So what's Tempo all about?
So Tempo Dance Festival has been around for 22 years now. Yep, that's a long one. This year, the festival has rolled out across a number of moments. And at this moment in time, we have a whole bunch of work happening at Q Theatre, live dance. And yeah, that's where the energy is.
So when you're sort of curating and looking at how to put together a lineup for something like Tempo, what are some of the overarching ideas or themes that you're looking at? Is that even how you put things together, or do you just look at the works as they come?
This year is a little bit different because we are back at Q Theatre for the first time since 2019.
Long time.
Yeah, we have a bit of a kind of amazing collection of works that were programmed in previous years that have finally landed.
That's
and
awesome.
Can have their moment, and also some new works that have come into the program. And I guess in thinking about what kinds of work are in the program, it's really about tapping into all of the things that dance does. So inspire and excite and entertain and provoke and all those good things that dance can do.
I think one of the things that we've all been re-remembering as we slowly get back out to going to stuff is how important being in a room with other people is to experience live art.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a kind of an easy thing to remember when you go and watch live music, for example. You sort of know what that experience is going to be like. But going to dance is maybe something that some people feel a little bit more tentative about, or they're not really sure what that experience is going to be like. How would you, I guess, encourage a newbie into a dance space?
Yeah, great question. I was actually thinking about this last night when I was at the shows and just feeling that moment of the conversation of dance.
Mm.
So dancers, when they're putting work out, choreographers and dancers, it's such a conversation. It's something to audience. And when you're in the audience, you can feel that and you can receive that. And you actually don't have to know anything about dance to feel that exchange happening. And in that communication and that conversation invites all people. So I think it's a great opportunity to just jump into the conversation. You know, you don't need to know what's been said before. You don't need to feel like you can speak that language, because that's the beauty of dance, is that it's speaking with bodies.
Yeah.
And as humans, we kind of get that.
Yeah, totally. Dance is a broad umbrella. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's actually programmed this year to get an understanding of what's going on. Awful question always to ask someone who's been involved in putting a sort of amazing collection of works together, but have you got any favourites or standout shows that you're excited to see presented?
I think it really, really is about all of that diverse kind of energy that dance can bring, and each work comes with its own energy.
Mm.
So we opened last night with a kind of visual stunner of a work, Half Life, which integrates live music, music technology, and just beautiful bodies dancing in this kind of transformative space. So there's kind of that side of things. And then across the next week and a half, we have a whole bunch of other works roll out. We've got Kiko coming later this week, which is contemporary Māori dance, and it's just kind of a beautiful collection of some really well-known and really established artists coming back to play in the space. We've got some street dance shows rolling out. We've got a street dance battle on Saturday night. And then we've got a work next week, Gurea Gurea, from an Australian Indigenous intercultural company, Marugeku, who are bringing the show to Aotearoa for the first time. And that's a sort of gut-punching, inspiring challenge of a work to really have that sense of dance as a way to transform and to storytell and to challenge and to change our mindsets.
Totally. Oh, that's so exciting. And to hear such a broad range, there is really going to be something for everybody in there. What would you say is the best way to navigate finding what might work for you? Do you recommend just going in blind, finding something cool and new that you maybe haven't heard of before? Or what would you sort of recommend?
Yeah, I think that's a great approach to dance, actually, because you get that opportunity to just jump into the conversation and to figure it out and to find what you like. We've got descriptions of all of the shows, which, you know, can be a way to understand them a little bit better, but also just going off that gut instinct of this sounds interesting or this kind of taps into something that I'm interested in is a great way to do it. And you can see all that information at tempodancefestival.co.nz with links to tickets and everything there.
Excellent. I was going to say, and is that where you go to get your tickets?
Yeah,
too?
It is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Carlene, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about Tempo Dance Festival. It's really nice to see this return to the, I guess, the creative calendar. We've been missing seeing these big festivals, and it does feel really good to have them coming back to the city. So thank you for talking to us about it. For folks trying to get tickets or trying to head along, we will put all the links in the podcast after the show, so it's nice and easy to find. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival, and we'll see you out there.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.